The church on this occasion has prescribed a homily for me, which I'll enjoin in a moment. But I was thinking about the readings, and I was thinking about how Jeannie's mother proclaimed for us Paul's letter to the church of Colossus, and how we here have that represented. I was thinking profoundly moved by what we're doing today, but I was thinking of Albertina and of Brandon and their father in St. Lucia and of all of the family there. I was thinking of Gigi's mother who came to us from Dubai. I was thinking of Oscar, his father who came to us from the Philippines. And right before Mass, I was talking with Heidi and Jason, who are going to visit Jason's family in Hawaii. It sounds like a nice trip, right? Maybe we'll found a parish there, who knows, right? But in many ways, I was thinking of the reality that when we come to the experience of this love of God, there really is no Jew or Greek, there is no male or female, there is no circumcised or uncircumcised. There is only us in the experience of God's love. And in moments like this, we are caught up in that divine love, which speaks to us about the eschatological virtue of love that says that it is the virtue by which we will recognize all of those who loved us and who we loved when we come to the end of our time in this world. And so in many ways, the symbolism of Anthony and Gigi joining religious life, declaring a death to their old selves and putting on the new person of Christ in their habit, represents for many of us the sorrow that Albertina and Brandon may have in the earthly end of their father's life. But we rejoice with the knowledge that our story doesn't end at Calvary, it begins on the resurrection morning. And so that we have the great hope that we will see all of those who we love again in the kingdom that God has forever prepared for us.